Blog Talk Radio.
Off again.
Okay, Minister Sylvia.
Thank you all so much for tuning in on tonight. Thank you all for taking the time out on this fifth Monday of the month. We have a surprise guest for you all. We're going to present to some and introduce to others. Minister Lauren Seabury was not able to minister to us on tonight for our fifth Sunday. I'm sorry, this fifth Monday for November the 30th. So he asked someone to step in his place. And I am so excited about having someone to say yes, that this will be their first time ministering on Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry. So I am your host tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and our guest speaker is none other than Bishop Gregory Tolliver. So at this time, I'm going to check to see if the bishop is on the line. And if he is, I will give further instructions. Bishop, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. With the bishop being on the line, everybody, please get your books, that's your notebooks, your pen, your paper, your Bibles, so you can take key notes. And at the end of this program, I will be opening up the lines and asking you all to give comments to the speaker to let him know how he blessed you on tonight. But at this time, I'm going to ask you, if you're not speaking, please mute your phone so we don't hear your background noise and we can hear everything that the man of God has been given from God to share with us on tonight. With that being said, we're going to say amen. And Bishop, I'm putting it in your hands now. Let the Lord lead you and guide you, okay? It's in your hands. Go on and speak.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so excited to be here tonight. It is an honor and a privilege to be on tonight. We do thank God for Minister Sylvia. We do thank God for Elder Lawrence, who is under the weather, but we are praying for him and for his quick recovery. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot y'all all muted. Amen. So tonight I do have some people with me. Pastor Edwards is going to come and bless us with the scripture and the prayer. And after her will be Elder McGee is going to bless us with a song.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. So tonight we're going to go with Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, I just give you glory, honor, and praise, God. Thank you for giving us another day, God. Thank you for keeping us safe, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Thank you for just being the magnificent God. Thank you for performing miracles, signs, and wonders throughout this time. Father, I ask you right now as I pray before the man of God speaks the word, God, that you would open our ears, God, open our hearts, God, so that we can hear the revelation that you have tonight in the name and blood of Jesus. Father, I ask that you would just send your anointing and send special angels to come and be dispatched to each and every one of our homes, God, so that you may answer every prayer that we have been praying about in secret. Let it be done, God. For you said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, then we can ask what we will and it shall be given unto us, God. So, Lord, I ask that you would answer the prayers in the finances, answer the prayers in the relationship, answer the prayers in the job, answer the prayers with the children, answer all the prayers in the name and the blood of Jesus. And we just thank you, God, for everything is well, everything is excellent, going to be beautiful for the rest of this week, God. For such a time as this, God, you have called our kingdom people to come and speak your word so that we may be able to hear and that we may be able to execute the vision in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in advance. It is so, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Elder McGee? Let's make sure she made it. Elder, are you there?
All right.
Give me 1 second.
All the lines are open. If you need to star 6 to unmute your phone, go ahead.
Well, if the elder is not there, I'll sing. Hallelujah. She said that she is on. I'm not sure. Elder, can you hear us? McGee, Elder McGee, Elder Danielle, going once, going twice. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's
yes,
the answer. Jesus, 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 he's the answer. Jesus, 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 he's the answer. He's the answer for you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
He's the answer. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's the answer. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's the answer. He's the answer for you. I love him, I love him, I love him. He's the answer. I love him, I love him, I love him. He's the answer. I love him, I love him, I love him. He's the answer. He's the answer for you. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this, another privilege to go before your people to declare your word as truth. Now, Lord, hide us behind the cross that they may not see me, but all of thee. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Bind the devil right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. We stand on the authority of the word of God. And we thank you, God, for victory now in every area of our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, thank you, Minister Sylvia and Elder Seabury. Well, I know he wouldn't have had it this way, that he was sick, but I do thank God that the Lord is healing him. And I do thank you, all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I am Bishop Gregory Tolliver, Sr. I'm the senior pastor of City of Refuge Fellowship Church here in Katy, Texas. I've been preaching over 30 years now. Praise the Lord. God has been keeping us. Amen. I do thank God and honor the Lord and all my brothers and sisters in Christ and fellow yoke men. I greet you with Jesus' joy. And, of course, to our First Lady, my wife, my ride or die, I thank God for you. I honor you on tonight. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Let's go to a collection of books called the Old Testament. Let's go into the book of Psalms. Amen. The woman of God read that already tonight, Psalms 23. We're going to Psalms 23. And I just want us to walk through Psalms 23 tonight. I don't necessarily have a subject, not that I know of, not yet. It could come to me. So Psalms 23. Again, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. Hallelujah. With oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And the word of the Lord is blessed. I think I do want to talk about walking through Psalms 23. If you need a title or something to hold on to, just title it Walking Through Psalms 23. All right? Let's go to verse 1. Verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord is. David is telling us about someone in specific. He's been specific about who he's talking about. He is talking about the Lord, Adonai. He's talking about the Lord, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's talking about Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, my banner. He is talking about Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. He's talking about Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is here, is there. He's talking about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. So David knew who he was talking about. He was talking about the Lord. Listen. In order to say the Lord is my, this David is getting personal tonight. He's saying he's my shepherd. Now tonight, you don't have to worry about him being just David's shepherd. He can be your shepherd as well. He's my shepherd. He said, listen, I'm going to tell you about somebody that I have a relationship with. Amen. I have a relationship with. See, the problem with a lot of us is we have religion, but we don't have relationship. Listen, religion is doing the same thing over and over and over again. You know, hopefully every day you religiously wash your face and brush your teeth, amen, before you go out before people. Amen. That's religion. Listen, it's something that we constantly do over and over again. But David is not talking about religion. He's talking about relationship. Amen. He's saying, listen, I have an intimate thing with the Lord. I'm intimacy. He's into me. He's into me. Yes. Listen, I know him for myself. Ooh. He is the Lord. He's the Lord, the one with the power. He's the master or the ruler. He is the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. What is a shepherd? What is the shepherd? The shepherd is the one that tends for the sheep. He's the one who looks over the sheep, the one who knows the sheep. Let me say that again. He knows the sheep. He doesn't just have sheep. They're not just around, but he knows the sheep. And isn't that good news tonight? That God knows your name. Listen, he knows you. He knows the very hair on your head. He knows you. Before your mama knew your daddy, he knows you. I hear what he told Jeremiah. He said, before I formed you in the belly, I called you. I already knew who you was going to be before you even opened your eyes to this world. God knows us tonight. I'm glad to tell you. To report to you tonight that we're not serving a blind God. We're not serving a God who's lost in oblivion somewhere, but we serve a God who knows us. And then David says, listen, not only does he know me, I shall not want. Oh, that's a declaration. That's somebody who's flaunting, you know, he's throwing it around. He's saying, listen, not only is he my shepherd, he's so good of a shepherd that I shouldn't have to want. Philippians, the 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. Oh, shucks. Listen. He knows what you need before you ask. Listen, you have not because you ask not. It's not because God ain't got it. It's because you ain't opened your mouth and said anything. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Listen, my mama used to say, a closed mouth don't get fed. So I need you to know tonight, you need to open up your mouth. You need to declare the word of the Lord over your life, over your children, over your finances, over your marriage, over your mind, over your body. You need to open up your mouth because he said, listen, if you ask, I'll give. Yeah, if you ask, I'll give. If you seek, you'll find. If you knock, the door will be open. Listen, all he's doing, all he's saying is that I'm waiting on you. Oh, God. So listen. I know you thought you was waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you. He's got angels waiting with your presence, with your gifts, with your blessings in their hand. And listen, this is why the saints used to say, when praises go up, blessings come down. Listen, your praise activates heaven. Your praise causes God to say, listen, there's somebody there that I got to pay attention to. Oh, I hear the Bible says, he says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Listen, in other words, he shows up wherever you praise him. Oh, glory to God. He shows up wherever I praise him. Listen, he's not confined to the four walls of the church. We should know that by now. He's not confined to just the sanctuary or when the church gets come together. No, I can praise him at home. I can praise him in the kitchen. I can praise him in the living room. I can praise him in my car. And wherever I praise him, he'll show up. He is a God that will show up. Also, verse 2, let's go to verse 2. He says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Listen, David says, God has to make me lie down. Listen, not only is the shepherd one that tends to the sheep, but he also drives the sheep. He helps the sheep along. Listen, sometimes, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be honest tonight. Sometimes I found myself in places that I shouldn't have been. I've done some things I shouldn't have done. I've been some places I shouldn't have been. I've hung around some people that meant me no good. I found myself in those places, but now that I have a shepherd, sometimes I desire to do those things, but he makes me. He helps me even when I can't help myself. Oh, shucks. Sometimes I got the can't help it. Oh, no. I know you ain't got that problem, but I'm going to say what Paul said. Paul said it like this: when I would do good, evil is present with me. He said, listen, somebody got to deliver me from this body of this death. Listen, I got some things that's hanging around me. Listen, I want to do the right thing, but the wrong thing is always there. And I'm gonna be honest. I know y'all too saved to be honest tonight. But the bad things sometimes feel like the good things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it don't have a good end. Listen. It does not have a good end. They don't have no insurance. It's not a sure thing. And listen, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, is eternal life. So he says he makes me. If he doesn't help me, y'all don't hear me. If God doesn't help me, I'll be like a ship without a sail. So he leads me. Listen, he leads me. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. David, why are you saying that? Because David is trying to help us understand that God wants to prosper us. I know that's becoming unpopular and everybody trying to say it, but listen, I'm going to still say what the Bible says. It's right there in the Word of God. He says he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He could let me just be by some pastures. He could be by some any pastures, but he specifically tells us that it's the green pastures. That means there's health there. There's prosperity there. He wants better for you than you want for yourself.
Hallelujah.
Oh, just listen. Third John, the second verse says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Listen,
yes,
he wants the best for me. He wants the best for me. That's why he leads me beside the still waters. He wants me to know that I still got you. Yeah, I still got you. Listen, though life may have dealt a bad hand, even though 2020 has been filled with so many ups and downs, God is still working it out on your behalf.
Yes.
God is still looking out for you. Somebody ought to praise him right there, because God is still looking out for you. Oh, listen, I don't know about you, but I serve a God who's able to do. Oh, calm down, Tolliver. Able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above that, what I ask or think. Listen, according to the power, that worketh in me. Oh, yeah. See, I don't need a priest because the power is in me. Oh, see, y'all been looking in the wrong places. You've been looking at friends and you've been looking at loved ones. But listen, you ought to look to Jesus. Look to him. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, shucks. He's writing right now. I see him in the spirit. I see him with the pen in his hand. He's writing some things. Listen, the devil has been trying to write some stuff in your life, but I see God erasing it and saying you are healed. He's saying you are delivered and you are set free. Oh, shucks. You ought to praise him because he's still God. Yes, sir. He's still God. Listen, there's a song that says, when the day seems long, he makes my heart strong. He's still God. When the nighttime is near, he calms all my fears. He's still God. He's still God. He still reigns upon the throne. He still cares for his own. He's still the hope for my soul. He's still in control. So be still now and know that he's still God. Oh, shucks. When I'm down and feel sad, he makes my heart glad. He's still God. In joy or in pain, in sunshine or in rain, he's still God. You ought to touch your neighbor and tell him he's still God. Listen, in verse 3, he goes on to say, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Listen, re is a prefix that means again. Listen, that means that somewhere along the line, I got messed up. I messed up. Not you. I messed up. Bishop messed up. Bishop went the wrong way. Bishop said the wrong thing. Bishop thought the wrong thoughts. Somewhere along the line, listen, it's not saying that you're not saved, but sometimes life gets the best of us. Oh, y'all ain't gonna be honest tonight.
Amen.
Sometimes life gets the best of us where that we can't see, as they would say, the forest for the trees. You can't see that God is working on your behalf. And so sometimes, not you. Come on, sister, put your hand down. Not you. But sometimes along life's way, we get discouraged and we tend to forget God.
That's it.
I'm on pause right there. Let that sink in. Sometimes we get discouraged, not y'all. Sometimes we get discouraged and forget about the God who brought us over. Y'all don't believe it? Y'all don't believe it? Look at Exodus. Look at the children of Israel. God brought them over the Red Sea, brought them out of bondage, and then they get on the
other side, and they said
to Moses, how dare you bring us over here to die? We would have rather been in Egypt. Oh, y'all don't hear me. But listen, that's the problem with a lot of us. Not y'all, just a lot of us, a lot of me, is that we have been brought out of Egypt. God has brought us out of some stuff. God has brought us out of some relationships. God has brought us out of some dire places. And then we get in a good spot, and then we forget the God that brought us over. Listen,
this is what they said.
You should have stayed in Egypt. And I'm going to tell you what the problem is. It's not that they hadn't left Egypt, but the problem is that Egypt hadn't left them. You got to get out of you. Oh, listen, you got to quit talking about all the hell around you. Some of us got so much hell inside of us that we need to be delivered our own self. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you what the Bible said. He said, listen, before you talk about the beam in my eye, look at the mote in your eye. I almost said like the songwriter said. He said, sweep around your own front door before you try. Oh, shucks, to sweep around mine. So he restores me. That's how much he cares. That's how much he cares about me. He restores me. He knows that I'm messed up, but he restores me. I hear you, Jeremiah. I hear you. He said, I went down to the potter's house. And the potter was working on something. And the clay messed up. It fell apart in his hand. I mean, it got messed up. But the potter put the clay back together again. Oh, listen. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but you may find yourself in the middle of a place where things seem like they've all fallen apart. It seemed like you've done everything wrong that you possibly could do, and it just looked like God has forgotten about you. But I come to tell you, the prophet of the living God tonight, that God has not forgotten about you, and you're still in the potter's hands. He gonna work you out another way. He gonna fix it another way, but surely he gonna bring you out. Oh, you ain't messed up enough that God won't bring you out. Bishop, how you know that? Because the Bible says in Romans 8:1, he says, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Listen, you
yeah.
got to set yourself free.
Yes,
listen, I'm telling somebody tonight, listen, baby, you need to set yourself free. Listen, Jesus ain't going to set you free. He already did that. He did it 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross. Jesus ain't dying again. He already shedded his blood, got up on the third day. He's done his part. Now you've got to do yours.
Yes.
Listen, you've
yes,
got
yes.
to set yourself free. See, all the enemy has on you is your past.
Yep.
Oh, shucks. I'm going to say it again. All the enemy has on you is your past. He know what you did last summer. He know who you did it with. He know where you was. He knows all about it. Listen, but that's all he got on you. See, he don't know the other scripture in Jeremiah 29:11. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. Devil,
yes.
you messed up. God got a plan for me. Yeah, I messed up. Yeah, I messed up the first plan, but God got another plan. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. He says, it's plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Oh, God ain't trying to hurt you. God ain't trying to hurt you. Listen, I know the heat is hot right now. I know the fire is on, but God ain't trying to
yeah.
hurt you. He's trying to make you. Yeah, he's trying to make you.
Gee.
He's trying to make you into something better. Let me show you. Let me show you this. A silversmith, when a silversmith is trying to get the silver, the silversmith puts the silver up under heat. And you would think
uh-huh.
that, well, you know, why don't you just take the silver the way it is? The silversmith knows that there are some impurities still in the silver. So he turns the heat up, and then the impurities float to the top. And then he goes and rakes off the impurities off the top. And you would think that by then, the first time, oh, that's hot enough. No, the silversmith says, I'm going to turn it up just a little bit hotter. And he turns it up a little bit hotter, and more impurities come to the top. And he rakes those off. And you would say, well, that's definitely enough because it's too hot up in here. And I hear you tonight saying, God, it's too hot up in here. But let me tell you, he's working on you. Listen, he's got a plan for your life. Then he turns it up as high as he can get it, and then more impurities come off of it. So then the silversmith goes over to where the silver is, and he looks in there. And he knows that it's not ready until the silver looks like him. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. He knows that the silver is not ready until the silver looks like him. So I come to tell somebody tonight, that's what God is doing. He's turning up the heat in your life. He's shaking up some stuff in your life because he's trying to make you look like him. He's trying to make you look like him. He's trying to make you look like the head and not the tail. He's trying to make you look above and not beneath. He's trying to turn you into the lender and not the borrower. He's trying to make you blessed in the city and blessed in the field and blessed when you go and blessed when you come. He's trying to make you like him. Oh, shucks. So he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He says, plans to give you a hope and a future. So verse 4, let's go to verse 4. Verse 4 says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
Jesus,
I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Listen, David, you done messed up, dude. What is wrong? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, like, really, dude? Like, why would you get so morbid writing? I mean, you was doing good. You was talking about how good he is and all of that. But now you talking about we going to have to walk through some valleys? We going to have to go through some stuff? Oh, man, David, I didn't want to go through. I love Jesus. I love God. You love God? What about, y'all don't hear me. I thought it was all that. I thought it was just running around the church and just shouting and, you know, the preacher might put his hand on me. I might fall out, all that kind of stuff. But you telling me I got to go through? I don't want to go through. But listen, my brothers and sisters, in order to get to, you're going to have to go through. Yes, Lord, I hear you tonight. In order to get to, you're going to have to go through. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's right there in the word. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I got good news. I heard it. Through means that that's not the end. You may think where you're at is the end. Oh, man. Oh, sister. Listen, it's not the end. You're just going through. But listen, if you're going to get to where God wants you to get to, keep going through. Listen, keep laying down and getting up. Keep laying down and getting up. You may have tears in your eyes, but keep going. You may have disappointment on your side, but keep going. You may have depression on your hip, but keep going. They may be talking about you, but keep going. They may have wrote you off, but keep going. They may call you everything but a child of God, but keep moving forward. He said, listen, why should I keep moving forward? I'm about to die here. This is the valley of shadow of death, man. I'm going to die here. I know. I hear you that you feel like you're about to die where you are. You're about to die up under all those bills. You're about to die up under all of that stress. But I come to tell you, thou art with you.
Yeah.
He said, for thou art with me. Listen, you are not in this alone. Jesus is going through with you. Oh, shucks. Listen, you thought you was by yourself. You thought you was going through by yourself, but he's going through with you. There's an old picture about a man who was walking along the beach, and he saw two footprints. But when he got into the rough parts of his life, he only saw one. And then he asked the Lord, Lord, how is it that when I start going through life, through the turmoils of life, if you will, going through the downs of life, I only saw one footprint? He said, listen, son, when you saw two, that was me standing by you. But when you saw one, that was me carrying you through. Oh, shucks. Listen, I don't know who I'm talking to, but the Lord told me to tell you he's going to bring you through. If he got to carry you, he'll carry you through. Listen, you're not going to die in this. You're not going to be lost in this. This is not the end. This is just the end of the chapter. Listen, this is not the end, but this may be an end. Oh, shucks. Let me say it again. This may be an end, but this is not the end. God told me to tell you that he still got more for you to do. He still got a blessing in store for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man. Calm down, Tolliver. Nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for you.
Yeah.
God got greater in store for
you.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he carries me through the valley of the shadow of death, and he'll comfort me. Then verse 5 says, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hold on. I got to show you something. Listen, he going to prepare a table, but before you get to the table, you got to go through. Before you get to verse 5, you got to go through verse 4. Listen, I don't know about you, how they taught you to count, but they told me that 4 was before 5. Listen, you've got to go through 4 before you go through 5. Listen, but the good news is that on 5, which is the number of grace, God's got something prepared for you. His grace is sufficient. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to carry you through. He says, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Let me tell you tonight, no enemy, no table. No enemies, no table. Listen, no cross, no crown. you have to go through because God wants to put you on display. Ah, wow, hashtag
Hallelujah.
I'm on display. Listen, God wants to put you on display. Y'all, no, all y'all don't hear me. Listen, when you go to the store, listen, I don't know about you, but sometimes when you don't have the money, you do what they used to call window shopping. And in the windows, they have these things called mannequins. And the mannequin's job is to put on display some of the best stuff that is inside
Woo!
The store.
Come on.
Listen. God is putting you on display because he wants the devil to know that he's got more in store for you. Oh, that was freaky.
Yeah.
Being here.
Yes.
The same ones. Listen. God is going to put you on display in front of the same ones that talked about you. God's going to put you on display in front of the same ones that said you wasn't good enough, in front of the same ones that laughed in your face. God said, listen, this ain't about you. What I'm going to do is for me to show them that I can do it. See, that's what they're saying. They're saying God can't do it. God ain't going to bring you through. Oh, look, it's the end for them. But God is saying you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, listen, this is what he says.
Yes.
What the enemy meant for evil, God is turning it around for your good. Oh, shucks. Listen, God is doing this because he want to put you on display. Oh, man,
yes,
you're not going through for yourself, sister. You're not going through for yourself, brother. You're going through for your children to see God. You're going through
Lord.
So your husband can see God. You're going
Jesus.
Through so your wife can see God. You're going through so your neighbor can see
yeah.
God. See, they're saying that the God you serve can't bring you out. But listen, I don't know about you, but God is able to do it. He's able to do
yes,
it. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He
yes,
is
Lord.
Able. He's able.
Ooh,
He's able.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He
yeah.
says, he's going to anoint my head with oil.
Thank you,
he's
Jesus.
Going
Ooh.
To, listen, you
Hallelujah.
Ought to touch your neighbor and tell them, I'm anointed to do this. I'm anointed to do this. I'm anointed to win.
I'm anointed to prosper.
I'm anointed to own a home. I'm anointed
Hallelujah.
To start a business. I'm anointed to
Hallelujah.
Repair my credit. I'm anointed. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Start being so loud. I'm anointed to do this. I'm anointed.
Yes.
See,
yes.
He prepares a table. Then he anoints me to do this. Amen, somebody. And
yes.
then
yes.
the good
Hallelujah.
Thing is, let me show you. You missed it. My cup runneth over. Oh, you missed it. See, God told me to tell you that what you are, I see that. Uh-huh. See, 2020 was designed so that you could see. Y'all know what 2020 means. 2020, normally when you go into the optometrist, they tell you what type of vision you have. And when you have 2020 vision, you're able to see clearly.
Yes,
you're able to see clearly. So this is
yes.
what God told me to tell you, and I didn't even write this down. God told me to tell you that he's trying to help you see clearly what he's about to do in your life. Oh, listen, you're going through some things, you're going through some heartaches, some headaches, but it's time to see who's really on your side. It's time
yes.
to see who's for you and who's not. Oh, y'all don't hear me.
Yep.
See, everybody
yep, yep.
with you ain't with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again. Everybody that's with you ain't with you. So God is trying to help you see what's going on around you. So when he brings you out this time, you'll know who to bless and who not to. Y'all see y'all
yeah.
too nice. Y'all been blessing everybody, giving away everything. But God said, listen, you can't bless who I curse. Oh, that was free for you here, for you being here.
Oh,
God
yes,
is trying to tell you this time when I bless you, I'm going to bless you until it overflows. And so that you can bless others, but those that deserve to be blessed. Oh, no, Bishop, what you talking about? Everybody deserve to be blessed. No, baby, I'm sorry. Some people are not a blessing for your life. Some people are a curse. Okay, let me keep going before y'all get quiet on me. Amen. verse 6. Let me quickly go. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, there is no doubt. Surely, regardless of what it looks like, or regardless of how it feels, God, goodness, and mercy is going to follow me. Listen, this sounds like a declaration. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Listen, you've got to learn to declare it. Declare his word. No weapon that's formed against you will be able to prosper. Declare it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Declare it. If God be for me, who can be against me? Declare it. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Declare it. I will look toward the hills from which cometh my help. All my help comes from the Lord. I'm declaring it on tonight that I am who God says I am. I'm the head and not the tail. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God for Psalms 23. It was all about a funeral. It was all about what the bad stuff was. But I come to tell you that God got a good word for you, that God is going to bless your life until it overflows. God is about to turn it around for your good. Y'all didn't hear me. God is about to turn it around for your good, for your name's sake. He's going to bless you for your name's sake. I hear God saying, I'm going to bless you until you are able to bless the third and fourth generation. See, your children's children are going to be blessed because I'm going to, oh, God, I'm about to shake it up in your life. I'm about to turn it around in your life. I don't know who this is for tonight, but I hear God saying you're about to walk into a new season. You're about to walk into a new place, and that place is called More Than Enough. God told me to tell you that place is called More Than Enough. See, you've been through winter, spring, fall, and summer, but God told me the season is changing tonight. You're about to walk into the season called More Than Enough. Somebody ought to shout, more than enough. I'm about to have more than enough. How do you have more than enough, Bishop? Where do you get that from? I got it from verse 1. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd is going to take care of me, and I shall not want. The shepherd is going to keep me, and he'll keep you, and keep your mind stayed on him. Somebody ought to praise him for the new season, for the breakthrough, for the deliverance, for the turnaround, for the blessing, for the miracle, for the healing, for the deliverance, for your son, for your daughter. Psalms 23 tonight is for you. Hashtag that. It's for me. A new season. It's for me. Yes. Yes, it's time. Yes, God blessed others. But let me tell you. Let me tell you a secret about the mailman. See, the mailman, when I used to see the mailman, he would park at the end of the street. And sometimes I would get anxious because I knew I had something coming. But listen, he would go to the other houses. But the good thing is that if I waited long enough, the mailman would show up at my house too. And God told me to tell somebody tonight, he's in your neighborhood, he's on your block, he's in your vicinity, and if you open up your mouth and if you praise him, he will show up where you praise him. Walk through this and praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
So God, we praise you. We believe your word tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Your word declares that all your words, all the promises of God are yea and amen.
Amen.
So God, we believe your word tonight. It's a yea and amen in our home. It's
yes,
a yay
Lord,
and
yes,
amen
Lord.
In our finances. It's a yay and amen in our relationships, in our marriages,
yes,
in our children. I hear God
yes,
saying
God.
Tonight that somebody has a son, somebody has a daughter, both of them, a son and a daughter who you've really been praying about. And God just told me to tell you, just praise him. Don't keep worrying about them. Don't keep staying up at night worried about them, because I got them. And I'm going to take care of it for you. I just need
okay.
you to praise me in advance.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Praise me in advance. So, Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Bless us and keep us is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And it's back in the hands of Minister Sylvia. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'll fight and speak at one time, but y'all take your time and so tell the man of God how he blessed you on tonight. The lines are open.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, this is Minister Seabury. I'm feeling a little better. I had to get on and hear that word. I didn't have no strength, but hey, I found the strength to get on to,
hallelujah,
to hear that word. That was the only time word.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I needed that word. Even though I couldn't really move, but I was moving my legs and my hands.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I just thank God for the man of God for filling in for my great friend, my bishop.
Bishop,
he always have an on time word. He always do what God has him to do.
Amen.
And one thing I love him when he always have a yes in his spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord. Love you, man.
Love you, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's my bishop.
Amen.
Thank you, Minister Seabury. Is there anyone else at this time would like to speak into the man of God's life?
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. How are you? I am Lady Tolliver. This is Bishop's wife. I just want to say that he just, you know, blessed me with that word. I definitely needed that encouragement on tonight. You know, even though we're in the same house,
amen,
sometimes, you know, I have stuff that I'm dealing with myself, you know, that I may not have shared with him. And, you know, the word just definitely blessed me tonight and just gave me, you know, even more energy, you know, and just more fire up under me, you know, to just trust God even more and to just keep on fighting a good fight, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lady Tolliver. Is there anyone else?
Yes, amen. This is Minister Margo, and I'd just like to thank the bishop for that wonderful word, that anointed word. Thank him for walking us through that psalm, that very familiar psalm, but to put such a spin on it, to give us so much meat from that, so much for us to grab onto and hold onto, and to know that we are not alone. What we're going through is for a purpose, and I love the point that you made about God is going to put us on display for
yes,
his
Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
For
yes,
his
Lord.
Glory.
Yes.
For his glory. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, that's fantastic.
God, I just want to confirm what the Lord dropped in your spirit. I'm going through
thank
some
you,
losses here, some personal losses in my family, but God told me to praise my way through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
And I have thank you.
Glory.
Feeling that
thank
word
you, Jesus.
In
oh,
my spirit. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Yes,
you are a blessed,
yes, Lord.
A blessed man of God. Keep going. Keep doing. Keep praising. Keep preaching.
Yes.
Keep teaching
thank
his
you,
word.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, man.
Thank you,
thank
Mr. Margo. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Yes, this is Pastor Ty. I just wanted to just support Elder Margo in saying that was just such a fantastic word, Bishop. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. So much was said in that 23rd Psalm. You know, we say it all the time. We've been taught it since we were children, and we just say it by verbatim. But it's just so much in that scripture. Pretty much everything that we need. God is our guide. God is our strength. We must repent. We must praise Him in the midst of the storm. We must humble ourselves. I mean, everything the elements, the foundation of salvation is in there. That right there is number two next to the Lord's Prayer. I tell you, thank you so much for just elevating that and just bringing that to the forefront, because so much was said in such a familiar text.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to have words at this time?
This is Cecilia. I just want to remind everyone that you will be able to listen to this particular message from our bishop, from as Reverend Minister Seabury already said, his bishop. It will be tagged on his page, and it will also be on my page, Yes, for Cecilia. And it'll be on Minister Sylvia's page, so you will be able to go back and listen. There were so many nuggets. Like he said, God's going to put us on display. He even talked about the yay and amen of God's word and how it's a personal, intimate relationship that we need with God versus religion. He talked about how God's our shepherd and how He's even given us a generational blessing, that blessing that's going to be able to
thank
take
you,
us on third and fourth generation.
Thank
I mean, there's so many nuggets, and I wrote them down, but I don't want anybody else to miss out on these nuggets. So make sure you look at Minister Lawrence's page and our page so that you can hear this message and be blessed and bless the man of God.
Amen.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time before we end the program? Okay, we would like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Again, Bishop, I thank you for that. I would no longer look at 2020
Amen.
As the year 2020. I'm going to look at it as my vision test. God is teaching me how to see things more clear. I thank you all.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I challenge you to put on your social media page, Facebook, or whatever you have, that hashtag Psalms 23 is for me. It's my new season, 2020. You're going to put 20/20, clarify my vision. I thank God for the word on tonight. I want to let you all know we're here every Monday night of each month. We have a different speaker on every Monday. The fifth Monday is our youth program, which the bishop is speaking on tonight. We're here from 9 p.m. till, I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here every Friday from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself, which is Minister Sylvia Kaiser, is the minister for the first and third Friday. Prophet Antoine Thomas is the minister for the second and fourth Friday. If there's a fifth Friday, we will either minister together or one of us will take it, or we will go by the way God leads us. We were also on here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And with all of that being said, know that we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it, nothing at all. But I want you all to know that this ministry stands on our foundation of Scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This Monday coming up is our first Monday, and Dr. Prophetess Serena White will be our speaker. Don't forget to tune in. Be our friends on Facebook. Yes, Lord, Cecilia, myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and Minister Lawrence Seabury, that you could follow this ministry and the ministry that was put out here tonight. So with that being said, I'm going to ask the man of God to pray us out, and we will be finished with this service on tonight. But we want to just thank God for everything he's doing. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Bishop.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for all of you and for all of the words of life that you spoke on tonight. I humbly receive it in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I do believe that God has greater for all of us. God has greater for all of us. That this is not the end. This ain't even close to the end. We've got more work to do. Amen. So
amen.
Don't put down your plows now. don't beat your shears into the plows. We still got work to do. Amen. The harvest
Amen.
Is ripe, but the laborers are few. So let's keep on in the harvest. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this time of sharing. We thank you, God, for all of your people, your men and women of God. I just pray, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you would hear every one of our prayers, hear everyone and answer every one
yes,
of our
Lord.
Calls. You
yes,
said
Lord.
You would, so we trust you to do what you said, and
yes,
we believe
Lord.
You right now. And, Father, we know that we don't have to wait until the battle is over. We can shout
yes,
now. We can praise you in advance. God, I
yes,
pray
Lord.
Tonight that you would put a praise on our lips and a praise
yes,
in our dance, God, in our body. God, give us a mind to praise you and praise our way through. Lord, I just
yes,
pray
Lord.
Tonight for everyone that is dealing with some bereavement or some illness. I just pray, Lord, that you would just be the God of all comfort and be the God
yes,
who heals us. We trust
yes,
you.
Lord.
We trust you
yes,
to
Lord.
Do what you said you would do.
Yes,
so do
Lord.
It
yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. So now, Lord,
in
as
Jesus.
We get ready to leave from this platform, from this place, not from your presence, be with us and stand by us is our prayer. I pray for that person on tonight that has been having those sleep problems. I pray for you on tonight. I declare and I decree in the name of Jesus that your rest will be sweet in the name of Jesus. I pray to you. I am against those things that are coming against your mind. The enemy
yes,
is playing against you during the day. You just don't realize it. He's playing against you while you are conscious so that when you're unconscious, you won't be able to sleep. But the devil is a liar. Devil, you are a liar and you are a defeated foe. They shall sleep and get rest to their bodies and to their minds. God, we thank you for victory now in every area of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Good night, everyone.